Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What up? It's the Air Buds Podcast. You heard it here. Firth. I am Colin Firth. Welcome back to basketball, you binich.
And I am Hugh Grant. Welcome back to basketball, you hoes.
All you bitches and all you hoes.
Jamel.
I am Colin Firth.
Did you happen to look at Twitter at all? I know you just got back from driving to the airport, Los Angeles International Airport, and back.
Yep.
Did you happen to look at Twitter before we started recording?
Nope. I ate a two-piece as fast as I could and got right up on here.
He ate a bikini, and now he's here. Jamel, what you missed was Tom Haberstroh broke a story that he was able to somehow find a recording of Ja Morant calling a referee a hoe. And he wrote a very seemingly moralistic story about how the fact that this never got out until now when he put it out, so it got out, was the press protecting NBA players, and the NBA players need to appreciate the media more and blah, 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 blah. Can I ask you, do you think ho ranks in the top five most offensive things that players call referees?
Well, it really depends, because you don't know. One of these refs' moms might have had a history of sex work.
I do want to point out, by the way, it was a male ref that he called a hoe. It was not one of the. It was not one of the several female refs. It was a man,
which is the only acceptable way to use it in the workplace. I think if you call another dude a hoe, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. To me, it just rung of a weird, false, like hand wringing over something that like a white person deems like over the line.
It's my problem with it is Tom Haberstroh, he's supposed to be on the side of the refs? Because you're the press. Just be the press. Why are you on either side?
Right. And so apparently Ja said it in 2022 after a game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and a local OKC reporter got it on tape, on record, and just never printed it because probably it's not that newsworthy.
It's not that big a deal. Was the game in Atlanta?
It was in
Oklahoma.
Hey,
Rob told me if you anywhere below the Mason-Dixon line, calling somebody a hoe, calling a guy a hoe, it's par for the course, man.
Yeah. I think it's also not always even a negative thing.
Yeah, but what was the full quote?
It can be affectionate sometimes, like when you call, you know, someone big head or stink or whatever. Like, it's not always like a bad thing even. I mean, I think in this instance, it was definitely Ja Morant was probably pissed at this ref not giving him calls and called him a hoe, which is funny. But like, yeah, hoe has many different meanings that, yeah.
Hoes and housewives. What was the rest of the quote from Ja?
I didn't get to read the whole article because it's behind a paywall, but I read the first few paragraphs.
Man, chill out with that.
There's definitely hand-wringing over the fact. I think it's just – and we haven't even gotten to business yet. We're still so early into this podcast. We'll get to business in a minute. I know that's everybody's favorite part. To me, it read like – so Ja Morant has come back from his 25-game suspension and stint through in gun therapy, which we're going to talk a lot about later when we get to our 2023.
Well, I thought it was alcohol, but continue.
And then to me, so he's been fantastic for the Grizzlies in his first few games back, right?
4-0.
He hit a celebration the other night in a victory, which is actually like a pretty common like dance, but it involves like putting a pretend rocket launcher on your shoulder, right?
Yeah.
That drove white NBA media people insane. Chandler Parsons went apoplectic about it and like, what is Ja Morant going to learn that you can't just keep doing this? What about your family? What about your career? Like, the guy put an imaginary rocket launcher on his shoulder. Chandler, like, he's a 23-year-old guy that plays Fortnite. Like, what are you freaking out about?
Yeah, this is, it's like, what is going on? Like, Ja Morant's never supposed to reference a gun again because he got in trouble for having one on some bullshit.
Yeah.
He realized when he went to therapy, he realized he was the gun. That's what y'all don't understand.
Yeah, he doesn't need to have a gun because he is the gun, and now he has an imaginary rocket launcher. Let him play with it.
Let him play around with it.
It's not hurting anybody. Bucket
at whoever, man. I know I said it on this show. Have you ever been shot with an imaginary gun, though? It does hurt. I had a guy in the middle. Yeah, a guy on, I think it was like Vineland years ago. I'm about to go to the Ralphs or some shit. A guy crossing the street stopped in front of my car and unloaded a full imaginary clip on me.
And you're like, why me? What did I do?
Yeah. I literally had my hands out like, dog, what?
Yeah.
I'm in a beat up Civic. Why? Why are you putting me down?
Everybody wringing their hands over Ja Morant with a fake rocket launcher. This is what they sound like to me.
Now, see here, Tracy, it's impolite to slurp one's soup.
This is classic. It's like, this is all just reaffirming that the cops are police. It's like, it's all connected. So if the cops,
could this be Airbud's merch is ACAP, all cops are police?
I'm sorry. I meant to say the refs. Oh, God. I mean, but please, continue.
All cops are police.
The refs are cops. So what does that make the press? Does that make the press the judges?
I think the press are like the people that donate to the police unions and get like stickers in their windows, you know?
Nah, because Haberstroh, he make it sound like there's three branches of government, okay? It's the players, it's the refs, and it's the press.
Oh, so the press is protecting Ja Morant from a cop retaliating for calling him a hoe.
I mean, except for Haberstroh. I mean, why is he telling this story now?
Haberhoe? I don't know.
He's just letting us know that they've been holding him down?
I guess so. But it's also like weird to be like, oh, Ja Morant, let me protect you. And here's an example of where we did protect you. And I'm going to tell the whole story right now, therefore not protecting you.
Yeah. I just, whatever, man. Whatever.
Anyways, that more literally happened. Yeah. Yeah. Every player should have their own signature fake weapon.
It's really crazy that you can even play a video game that has a gun in it. The point that we're at in society.
Yeah. Like what's okay. So Ja Morant is never allowed to pretend like he has a gun again. Does that mean he's also never allowed to play Fortnite? Is he never allowed to play Call of Duty? Does he have to stop watching movies that have guns in them? What's going to satisfy people? We're going to get to Ja Morant eventually because we're going to talk about our 2023 highlights and lowlights. But before we do that, let's talk about business. Jamel, if you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month, get you bonus episodes, get you access to the Discord, get you access to the Dab game coming mid to late January, right? We're going to play mid-January. We're going to
play
together by, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play, damn it.
Should we just stream it live for Patreon listeners?
Yes, January 21st, let's go.
No, I can't do January 21st.
Oh, when can you do 22nd?
So the 20th, I'm going to be at Sketchfest for my movie, which is coming out, Destroy All Neighbors. Check that out. I'm plugging myself now.
Yes.
We got a screening and a panel up there with the cast. It's going to be fun. The movie comes out on Shudder and in select theaters on the 12th of January, but we're doing the Sketchfest panel on the 20th. And then another plug, 21st, Jamel, you're in this one. The podcast, the excellent podcast, Dead Pilot Society, is doing a live table read at the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles of a script that me and my friend Open Mike Eagle, the rapper, sold to a network a while back. Did not get greenlit the series, but now we're doing a table read. Jamel will be in it.
Let's get it. Okay, so we can't play that day, but we could play at the Elysian.
Oh, should we play at the Elysian? Should I bring my little child soup that we set up there when we do live shows?
Listen, let's just play at the real court down the street. Just a little warm-up game, and we'll do the game. Let's do the game the 30th. How about the 30th?
Let's do the game the 30th. That is a good target. Let's do that.
And we'll see where we're at. I'll give you a shot. Come on.
Boom. Give me a shot. Patreon.com/airbudspod. Jamel, anything you want to plug before we get into the meat of the show?
Stream my album if you have not. It's called Out the City. Mm-hmm. And one of the many other millions of properties. It's Broccoli House on Instagram. That's where I'm at the most.
Out the City, very good. Just want to say it's that. Good. I don't know. I've listened to it several times. I love that record. I love that you opened with material about Chris Paul that you've never done before, and you kept it on the record because it fucking worked. It's good. Yeah.
It crushed in the room. It was the day it happened.
Right. So, hours before that you might have to deal with it. Happened in that slight window where he was your problem as a Wizards fan.
Mm. And I miss him already. I miss him every day. My team is just as unwatchable as the Pistons. Now the Pistons are watchable because it's like, it's train wreck time. But my team is just like, just as bad, twice as dumb, four times as uninteresting.
Yeah, they're not just as bad. I think they're actually a little bit better, but they are much more unwatchable, it feels like.
Much more unwatchable.
Yeah. I would take them in a 7-game series over the Pistons for sure, but I would want to watch, if I had to watch 82 games of one team, it would be the Pistons.
Swear to you, man. Because you know what's on the line. You know that wing stop on the line.
That wing stop? You can feel it.
The wing stop. When the Pistons, whenever the Pistons win a game, they're going to give the city free wing stop.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Tracking this?
Yes.
No. Is it increasing every time they lose?
Nah, it should. That'd be hard. If every game they lost, they had to add a wing.
Right. If they win tomorrow, they get a 20, like the city gets a 27 piece.
Fuck it. Do you understand how nuts Detroit would be? People would just be throwing chicken off the highways. They'd just be throwing chicken off bridges.
It would become the new currency.
At least for a couple
of
days.
You could buy a city block of housing for 19 wings.
The catering services that are going to appear from this are going to be some of the finest.
And the options are like you can do a 4-piece catering set, a 8-piece catering set. They're really milking it.
Just the sauce.
Should they do a parade when they win?
Nah, not yet.
Jamel, 2023, I believe this will probably be the final main feed episode of the season, correct?
Makes sense.
And look, we're sorry it's late. It's been the holidays. I'm in Seattle visiting family. Jamel, you've had family in town all week. Peter is, I don't know, interstate constantly. I feel like every time we talk to him, he's moving from one state to another.
That's whatever Shintoism is. Whatever Shintoism tells him, you know what I mean? He's got to go from state to state all the time.
Yeah. Peter's like water. You cannot, you know, you cannot capture him in an on-flow state. But right now, we're doing the live, the main feed episode. And it's the last one of the year. And we're going to talk about our 2023 highlights and lowlights. A lot of things happen in basketball this year. WNBA, NBA. Ooh. I assume things happen in college basketball. I didn't pay attention to college basketball.
Sure. I mean, something happened.
Look, Courtney Williams, right at the end there. Dr. Umar pilled suddenly.
Dude. One of the coolest things. I cannot wait to see what comes next.
I am waiting for them to do a podcast or something together, and then that just gives us a month worth of content to do.
I mean, either they do a podcast together or if she just takes one tunnel pick in a koofy. Oh, man.
I hope we don't have to wait till May to get that.
Man. Yeah, make the season longer. New Seriously. Season started right now.
The WNBA season should have to start whenever the first player in each calendar year watches a Dr. Umar video. If Courtney Williams watches a Dr. Umar video on January 1st, training camp starts on January 2nd.
See, everybody needs to report right now. Get your free agent signed. It's on.
Yeah. I cannot wait. I hope they go on Instagram Live together.
Dog. I hope she gets signed to the Fever. And it goes up. Gary, Indiana. Oh, man. It could go up.
I feel like if she moves to Gary, Indiana, and the apocalypse happens, she becomes like a Mad Max style, like warlord of Gary, Indiana, right?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody respects the mid-range in the apocalypse. Nobody respects it now, but if the world was ending, them 15-footers is going to matter, nigga.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
30 feet in this economy? We'll take 15.
I'll take 15, man. My house is gone.
Well, Jamel.
I'm living in a goddamn spike. Fucking a spiked out Pontiac. Yeah, I'll take a 15-footer. Get over here, please.
Do you think in Mad Max, do they refer to them as their cars or their homes?
I don't think it came up, but I'm gonna
drive my home around the desert to find fuel.
They gotta be living in them joints, dog.
I think so, yeah. Or I guess in like the Fury Road, they like had cave apartments or whatever, right?
Oh, okay.
Or at least rich people did. Yeah.
Efficiencies, studios?
I think an efficiency in the Mad Max future is a mansion.
Loft? Yeah.
Jamel, what was one of your 2023 highlights? We'll go back and forth. We'll do a highlight and a low light till, you know, we feel like we've hit enough time on this podcast and hit stop.
I'll stay WNBA when the Mystics beat the Liberty on that buzzer beater. To end the season.
Decisive. Take me back. Paint me a picture.
Okay. It's, I believe it was the last day of the regular season. We had played the Liberty tough every game, but lost. And I don't even know if anything was on the line, but they had their starters in. Maybe they were playing for first place still, or we were like trying to lock in whatever bullshit we got.
They were playing for first. I think the Aces had pulled away handily by then, right?
Yeah. Long story short, it's like one of the last games of the year is in New York. They had the Pride courts out. So it was like Pride time. Another dog fight with the Liberty. That was just us. We were just there. Like we were just there guys to step on to get to the finals. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, Natasha Cloud has an inbound behind the rim. Brittany Sykes cuts to said rim. Tosh throws lob. Caught lob for the win. It's like, it was the closest thing you'll get to alley-oop in the women's game. Alley-oop buzzer beater.
And you guys celebrated. You locked in the seventh seed. And then your prize was to immediately face the Liberty in the playoffs.
Right? Smith-oaked. Immediately get smoked. just hammer-tossed up out of there. But that was good. I almost wish we hadn't blown that bullet then, because we were only going to beat them once. But hey, if we were only going to beat them once,
did the Misses get swept, or was it? Did you guys pull one or no?
If we got anything, we got one. I'm pretty sure. I thought we might have got swept though.
I think it was a sweep. I think we were pulling for one win. Maybe it was close in game one.
Yeah, I think the Feds did a sweep, and
the Feds.
My low light is Natasha Cloud crying in the post game after they got rocked. Because, I mean, basically the conventional wisdom is she's going to one of these contenders. And we're going to start over for real, for real.
Well, you'll always have Alana Deladon's back brace.
Yeah, listen. And the mask. And the mask. And every color of her shoes.
Did she post nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask thing when she got the mask?
I don't think so.
I feel like every NBA player does that.
Because they all, you know why. They love the Joker. Don't think
they're the Joker or Batman or whatever.
They play basketball as good as the Joker does.
Is there a binary in the NBA where it's like you're either a Joker or a Batman?
Yes. But then there's like a couple penguins.
Like who?
Jimmy Butler.
Desmond Bane. He's shaped Desmond like a penguin.
Yeah. Oddly, you'd think he'd be Bane. He's actually penguin. Yeah. Who else is penguin? Kendrick Perkins? Kendrick Gunn? Kendrick
Perkins Draymond Green is penguin, maybe.
Awful shit. Exactly. There's penguins running around.
Yeah. Yeah, there's penguins.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jamel, you could probably guess what my number one highlight is. Do you want to take a stab at it?
Of 2023, it's Kelly Oubre getting hit by that car.
Yep, that's it. Good night, everybody.
Night, night.
No, Jamel, right team, wrong moment. Joel Embiid becomes MVP of the league for the 2022-2023 season.
This was your championship.
This was my championship because the Sixers will never win ever anything ever. But it just was it made me happy. I love Joel Embiid. It's been a real journey with him as a Sixers fan. You know, we, after 2 years of having him technically signed to the team, we didn't know if he would ever even fucking play. And look at him. He's still getting better. He's playing better now than he did last year after winning MVP. I think it is hard to make a cogent argument right now that he is not the best player in the NBA.
Yes, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. And that is the best I'll ever feel as a Sixers fan. My low light. I say this is a low light, but it's also kind of funny. It's like a mix between a low light and a highlight. It is a mid light. Draymond Green assaulting 3 coworkers within 1 calendar year and then getting sentenced by Adam Silver to therapy.
Yeah. I mean, but I guess he needs it. I think he thought getting his teeth fixed was therapy.
Right. He's like, if I look good on the outside, I'll feel good on the inside.
I think he honestly thought, yeah, getting his teeth fixed in a couple polo sets.
Yeah, it's he is, I think you can historically go back to this podcast and we will, you can see we've been pretty consistent on Draymond Green. Annoying guy, annoying player, more trouble than he's worth. And I think it's true this year. I mean, can you be Steph Curry right now? And like, if you're Steph Curry right now, there's no way you want Draymond as your teammate anymore, right?
It does seem like kind of the end of the road, unless they have some stuff planned, unless there's a show that they already shot together that's about to come out.
Yeah. I was talking about this the other day. Something I appreciate about Steph Curry, as you know, it's kind of annoying that every NBA player has to have their own production company and make TV shows and podcasts and content channels. One thing I appreciate about Steph Curry is that he is just straight up fucking weird with what he does. Right?
Yeah.
Like his show About Last Night is just one drink away from becoming an orgy with his famous friends. Holy Moly is a show where he basically admits to having a foot fetish while Muppets play golf.
And it's, yeah, it's ABC. Like a Caddyshack. Yeah, it's like a Caddyshack variant.
Yeah, like most of these athletes are like, well, what if I produce a documentary about how great I am? And Steph's like, what if I make a show where I kind of admit that I want to fuck Draymond Green's wife?
Yeah, it is. It is pretty cold. It's definitely pretty... one of the things that made me kind of, you know, forgive him for the sins of his past.
Yeah.
And it his made father. Me like,
oh, yeah. Jamel, what's another highlight of 2023 and a low light of 2023 for you?
James Harden playing for the Clippers. James Harden getting signed by the Clippers. That's the highlight and the low light, respectively.
Yeah. James has been fantastic lately, but it did not look like it was going to be that way for the first, 8 games of his tenure with the Clippers?
This is a basketball feelings teaser, so I won't get too hype on it. But, yeah, it was looking bad, and it was making me feel bad.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned, Jamel, doing a guest spot in the upcoming basketball feelings newsletter, right?
Yeah. I'll be somewhere on that thing.
By the great,
I gotta do that after this.
Katie Heindel, friend of the pod,
who is down to come on. We gotta get her back on.
Yeah, maybe it would.
What was the last one we did? We did that episode with her about
We did a summer fantasy draft of the NBA offseason where we picked like
best off seasons. How to have the best off season?
Yeah. My highlight of 2023, and this goes back to March, all the way back early in the year. And we've already talked a lot about him so far, so I'll just get right to it. That security image from the strip club where Ja Morant was getting a lap dance and there was an impossible amount of money all over the place. And it was just him and the dancer in a big ass VIP room and then a security guard by the door watching with a sad look on his face. What an incredible image. I want to hire a fine artist to paint it for me. It's gorgeous. It is just coming right after, hours after a loss from division rivals, the Denver Nuggets, who went on to become champions. Ja's clearly going through it and working on things the best he can. And there's a guy 25 feet away making $14 an hour who's like, I just want to go home. I just want to pick up a giant wad of this cash and run out of here.
He's got to be making 18 an hour at least, man. He's got to be making 18.
I don't know what minimum wage is in Colorado, but it can't be that much. And then my low light, and look, we've already talked a little bit about this. The NBA's reaction to Ja Morant in general, just like, I don't know. Ja did nothing illegal.
The way this went definitely had the feeling of the NBA holds themselves to a higher standard than the law. And like, okay.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. Josh Giddey, under investigation by both the league and his own team and the police for having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old. He's still playing. Well, not now. He got injured, but he was still playing for weeks after that. Miles Bridges, currently in several trials over domestic abuse, is the hottest trade target right now in the NBA. But, you know, Ja Morant wiggles a tiny little gun that he probably legally owns, and he gets suspended for 25 games. No consistency. The hand-wringing over Ja Morant and his morality, while, you know, the same writers and reporters just ignore Josh Giddey or ignore Miles Bridges or any kind of domestic assault is repugnant. I'm not saying I like guns. I hate guns. I do not like guns at all.
Same, but, unless it's Resident Evil 4. I am not. I'm anti.
Right. But just the NBA's reaction to Ja Morant versus so many other things is so confounding and disgusting. That's one of my lowlights of the year.
Yeah, I got to agree. I had a really good point, and I lost it.
What was it about?
It was about. Oh, you know what I want to say? Here's what I want to say. In none of the mass shootings that have taken place, the two handfuls of mass shootings that have taken place since Ja got suspended, nobody has mentioned Ja Morant in any of their manifestos.
Right.
Nobody is like, I'm bucking people down because of Ja Morant.
I happen to be on Instagram live at 12:33 a.m. Central Time and saw Ja Morant wiggle a gun for 4 seconds. And now, that if set me off.
Now, if this leads white children to going to the strip club and dangling little guns,
that'd be tight.
That'd be kind of tight. That'd be kind of interesting to watch.
Yeah. Jamel, what's the highlight and the low light for you of the year?
Let's see. A highlight of the year, Malik Monk dunking on that guy.
Ooh. Wait, which one? He's had several dunks. You mean the one from like 3 days ago?
Yeah, well, I thought it was from like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
where he just like hammer slammed the shit like a fucking NBA jammer.
Malik Monk has had, actually, I'm looking at the Google results, 1222. He detonates on the Suns.
That's the one.
October 25th. Malik Monk, dunk of the year at the Jazz. He dunked on two Spurs. Malik Monk has been fucking crazy this year.
Yeah, Malik Monk yamming the shit on people is my highlight. My low light is when I made him take a picture with me this summer. My grill was just looking crazy. My grill was looking real crazy in that picture. Made me want to get veneers.
This was, where was this again?
This is in front of SoFi. This is when I went to SoFi and I went to the box office.
This is, here's a bonus highlight for me. Jamel telling this story on 19 different podcasts.
I do it all the time. But it was my low light.
Highlight for me, the Las Vegas Aces becoming back-to-back champs and the ensuing celebration. Just an incredible, I don't know, it felt like a week, but I guess like 3 days on social media. Yep. And particularly Sydney Colson's just kind of coverage of it all. And I guess also wrapped up in that, Sydney Colson's like just rise to prominence this year. She's becoming quite our pal, our friend Sydney. Becoming
a media darling.
Star. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hit a daily show. Got a show. Got an actual show.
Yeah.
Night, night. I am worried for Asia Wilson. I would say is she pretending to be like a crazy alcoholic? Like how Future's pretending to be on pills?
Or is she actually one? Is your worry?
Or is she actually one? That I'm a little worried. But I don't know. I'm excited. She's still gonna. When are her shoes coming out? What's happening?
I don't know.
I've been chasing down the last ones. I finally got my hands on the joint she wore in the Olympics, the Tokyo Olympics.
Oh, you know what I was seeing a lot of this week when going shopping. I'm in Seattle. We went up to Vancouver for some Boxing Day sales because that's what my family likes to do.
Come on.
A lot of John Morant merch up there.
Really?
Like every Nike store, every Foot Locker, every sporting goods store had like the full fucking line of Ja stuff with like the Ja logo, the Ja shoes, everything.
Oh man, I would have took a Ja shirt.
Well,
his name's Jamel.
Is his name Jamel?
Yeah.
Is that Ja short for it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Well, Jamel Morant in Canada, they do not make his merch any larger than a large.
Oh, right. I forgot. We've already discussed.
Yeah, everything was nothing. Like, they did not have anything in any size that would fit me in, like, any store. I don't know if it was because everything got cleared out for Boxing Day, but or they just don't carry larger sizes in Canada. But, yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers. No refined sugar-eating bastards.
So there is the Asia Wilson colorway for the Cosmic Unity.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's available now. It's actually on sale on Nike.com right now. But yeah, nothing, no word on when her actual signature shoe's coming out.
It's coming, right? It's coming next season.
It's got to be, right?
Because I think the Sabrinas did well for them. Because the Sabrinas they're not on sale, and Cade was wearing some. Yeah, he's on the worst team in NBA history, but.
I did not mean to push that button. I clicked over to the window.
He had 41 in him. You know what I'm saying? That's a highlight.
Him scoring 41 and securing the all-time losing record of all time. I guess that's a low light for me. Is the Sixers relinquishing the all-time single-season losing streak record. Congratulations, Detroit. You have it now. I do think the media's reaction to Detroit getting that record is insane. Have you been tracking any of it?
I mean, a little. Nothing too crazy. I'm not too tapped in.
I feel like the media overall is like, Detroit just broke the record for like longest losing streak in single season history. Here's why that is bad for basketball and the economy. It's like everything is like,
whoa.
It's like they're like, we've seen teams tank before. I know they're not trying to tank necessarily the same way the Sixers were, but like they kind of are.
The problem is this: I don't think they actually were. The Pistons were actively trying to be fun.
I don't think they are. They're not good enough to be fun.
All right, that's fair. I mean, I guess
got a lot of. They've got like 3 to 4 great young players, and then nobody.
And then a lot of just like nougat.
And then the Spurs must be so happy that the Pistons are doing this, because like they suck just as bad. They're fucking awful.
We're just as bad. Like, there are 3 teams that might also set the season, the record for losing streak this year again.
Yeah. I do.
What I say, all cops are police.
You said all cops are police.
All police are cops? One of them.
All cops are police, I think is what it is.
There you go.
I guess season highlight for me, also Victor Wembanyama dressing up like Slenderman. Thank you. We all wanted it. You did it. Thank you for listening to the fans.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, big dog.
Jamel, do you have any more highlights or lowlights before we get out of here?
Let's see. Highlight, Jimmy Butler's hair, media day. Low light is Dwight Howard trying to get on the Pistons.
And now they look dumb for not signing him, though, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Couldn't they use a Dwight Howard right about now?
Bring him back and let him wear his jersey from Taiwan.
Why not?
Who cares?
It was really funny that there was a point where he was like actively trying to recruit people to leave the NBA to come to Taiwan, but also trying to leave Taiwan to go back to an NBA team. The funniest thing would be if he somehow like convinced some guy to like turn down a contract from a team to come to Taiwan, and then he left to go take that guy's contract.
There's still time, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
My last lowlight, NBA Twitter and social media in general, we've hit a real low point. People whining, people being combative and fighting. It's not fun anymore, Jamel. I haven't had fun on NBA Twitter in all season long yet.
Aw, man. Yeah, dude, whatever, bro. They're going to keep showing me the same tweets, rebaked. I'm off that, man. I'm getting on Zanga.
Let's do NBA Zanga. Let's bring that back.
NBA Zanga might be up, man. Let's get it up.
Let's do it. I think Deborah had a pretty popular Zanga when she was in college.
Oh shit. One of America's top Zangas?
I think so. Yeah, we could just probably hop over to her Zanga and take it over.
Okay, let's see. My highlight. Is that my cousin's kid is my niece or just also my cousin?
I think it's like your second cousin.
Okay, well, that fool met Bill Walton. We went to see UCLA play Maryland. A family friend, her kid is on Maryland. Starts for Maryland. That's already crazy. That's already a highlight. And then Bill Walton's calling the game to my second cousin niece. Gets to take a picture with Bill Walton. It was insane.
It's crazy that you were. you led with that she met she met Bill Walton, and then you were like, hey, because yeah, she starts for Maryland, whatever. That's, I think you should have led with that.
Well, no, she doesn't play for Maryland. It was okay. So, my mom's best friend, her grandkids.
Oh, I'm sorry. Starts I missed some piece for of Maryland. Thing. Got it.
Which is crazy. He's like a freshman starting for Maryland. He's sick.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
In Green Valley, boy. South side of Arlington. That's where you found the motherfucker. Let's go.
Well, Jamel, I gotta get out of here because we gotta go to dinner for my mother-in-law's birthday. But
enjoy that dinner, baby. Plug.
What's that?
No, just I just want to plug your dinner.
Thank enjoy you. That. And I'm gonna plug my dinner too. It's going to be delicious. Well, the outro not playing.
That's okay. I knew there was supposed to be an outro there, but anyway, thanks for listening, y'all.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.